There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Texter just asked a really good question. What were Russell Wilson's stats last year against Las Vegas being in division? Well, they only played him once, because they sat him at the end of the year. 27 out of 34 for 177 yards, two touchdowns, no picks, quarterback rating of 108, but he had 5.2 yards per attempt.
Did he win or lose?
They lost 17 to 16. Not good.
No.
Wasn't bad. Not great.
Not great.
We're joined now on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, by Ray Fittipaldo of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And Ray is brought to us by Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, built on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Good morning, Ray. Not hearing Ray.
Except
hearing
the booth.
I heard him in Callis's booth. You can't hog Ray all to yourself, Callis. Please share him with the group. Hello, Ray.
Good morning. Got me now?
We sure do, buddy. Do you want to start with George Pickens, or do you want to start with the quarterback situation?
Let's start with George.
You buying this load management stuff?
I am not. I mean, guys, if you go back and look at any time Mike Tomlin has had a number one receiver, and, you know, everyone knows who the best one was, Antonio Brown. You want your best players on the field all the time. And Antonio Brown was one of those guys. And, you know, even more in recent years, you look at who the number one was, and those guys are out there 85, 90% of the snaps. So this doesn't hold water. I think Mike is probably trying to protect George. He's being punished in some form or fashion. And, I think that's what the deal is. I don't buy any of this load management stuff whatsoever.
Ray, what do you think happened? What do you think happened? When do you think it happened? And why wouldn't Mike Tomlin just come out and say that we're handling things in-house, and he creates this whole scenario of load management, which makes absolutely zero sense to anybody?
Yeah. I mean, have you ever heard Mike Tomlin talk about load management?
Never.
Before?
Not once.
Analytics.
Never talked about analytics ever.
Never. I'm more sensitive to it now. It's just a load of BS in my mind. I don't know what George did. I think we all see the clips out there. If you look at the All 22 or some of the clips on social media, he's not giving full effort. And the other thing he said yesterday just kind of blows my mind. You know, the Steelers want to be this physical football team that runs the ball. And somebody asked Mike about George's blocking yesterday. He basically passed it off as saying, oh, we put him on the backside so he doesn't have to block. I mean, you know, you got to have 11 guys involved in the running game if you're going to be any good. And George is capable of doing it. He just doesn't want to do it. I think that's part of why he's not out there.
Do you think there will be any real repercussions apart from what we saw, his snap count getting reduced on Sunday?
No, I mean, listen, if you go back to last season, guys, I remember writing the story when Jaylen Warren could have had a touchdown and George doesn't block for him. And, you know, it blew up into this whole big firestorm. There was no punishment then. You know, George Pickens was out there making plays for Mason Rudolph in that final three-game winning streak that got them into the playoffs. So it's a delicate thing that Mike kind of has to toe the line here. But, I think they're going to try to get George back on track internally. We'll see if he's receptive to that this week. I mean, he's got a chance to go out and have a good game. I mean, the Las Vegas Raiders aren't a very good football team. They just lost Christian Wilkins for quite some time. They're as banged up as the Steelers are. You got a chance to go out there and win a football game. You got to get your best players in the right frame of mind. And, you know, like I said, we'll see if Mike can do that this week.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us in the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Ray, last year with Deontay, you mentioned there were no repercussions, and that is true. But Tomlin did address it differently in the press conference. I'm not saying that Tomlin should have put Pickens on blast, but I do find it interesting. We pulled up the quote earlier. I think we might have done that actually off the air. But Tomlin said that's the kind of thing that Deontay's going to have to address with his teammates. Did you find the way he's handled this one compared to the way he handled that one odd to you at all?
I just think George is so,
mercurial.
I think Mike feels like he's tiptoeing around a situation that might explode here, you know? And I think with Deontay, for all Deontay's warts, I think deep down, you know, he was a decent guy. He could take criticism and he could, work through that with teammates. I don't think George is capable of doing that. So I just think this is more like an Antonio Brown situation, like 2018. You don't want the whole thing to blow up in your face. And I think that's why Mike is probably taking a little bit different tact here.
Ray, I'm anticipating that Russell Wilson will be a full participant today, will be full tomorrow, you know, barring any setbacks. He'll be the backup quarterback in the game on Sunday. If that is all true, how long of a leash do you think Justin Fields has?
Yeah, I would say pretty short. 13 points, guys, in the first quarters of the first five games this season.
Ooh.
Before that, last week they were 28th in first quarter scoring. I would imagine now they're somewhere between 29th and last. I mean, it's been a big problem for this football team. I know it's not all Justin Fields' fault, but you can't switch out all five offensive linemen. You can't go out and sign a receiver to help right now. And I think the logical thing to do would be to, you know, go to Russell Wilson, if Justin does struggle early in this football game. So, Justin's going to get a fair shot. He's got a chance to go out there, make a sixth consecutive start. But I do think with Russell being fully cleared now, that we are at the point where if Justin does struggle, this change could happen at any time.
Who is going to play outside linebacker opposite T.J. Watt?
Man, I'm kind of surprised that they haven't signed a veteran. Jeremiah Moon's going to make his second NFL start. He started one game for the Ravens last year. I didn't notice him much. He actually played like 24, 25 snaps in this game on Sunday night. They got a couple of guys on the practice squad. You know, I do find it interesting, and I don't know if this is a Mike Tomlin thing or this is something new with Omar in the new front office. You kind of sense that they're, like, getting away from the veteran route. Like, remember, they could have brought back Patrick Peterson this summer, but they're going with Beanie Bishop. Now you could go sign a veteran outside linebacker, but they're going with practice squad guys that I've never heard of. So, we'll see if it works. I do think there's something going on within that organization where they kind of want to develop the younger guys, see what they got there. And, you know, these veterans that they've signed in the past, I just don't think that's happening here in 2024.
Ray, do you think we will see somebody else at slot corner, or do you think that they ride with Beanie Bishop again? I think that you know, you probably can agree that Beanie Bishop was exposed against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. I mean, he was exposed big time, Doran. I mean, who you got? Thomas Graham, Anthony Averett? I mean, Anthony Averett is an outside corner. You know, they went out and got Terrell Edmonds. You know, Edmonds can probably play in the slot in a pinch, but he's not going to be able to keep up with, you know, those guys who are 5'10", 180. I mean, that's not what he would do. So I just think it's going to be Beanie for three more weeks. Once Cam Sutton comes back, I think this defense is 100% better. They're going to be able to do so many more things with him. He could play outside, inside safety. I mean, people haven't talked about it, but by the NFL giving him an 8-game suspension when the Steelers were probably figuring like on 3 or 4, I think that really messed up the way the season was supposed to start for the defense. I think that's been like an undertold storyline, if you will.
Got a pretty good tight end there in Las Vegas. He is a handful, that Brock Bowers. Maybe it wouldn't have been a Beanie Bishop game anyhow. Maybe you want a bigger guy in the slot. And maybe you move Minka down, but you can't even do that because you're probably not going to have DeMonte KZ. They are ravaged by injuries, Ray.
Hey, you might have to play Miles Killebrew at safety some. I mean, Edmonds is going to have to play. I mean, yeah, it's not a good situation. But like I said, guys, I mean, all these teams are injured. Look what you did last week, the Cowboys. I mean, half their team was out. Now the Raiders, you know, it's the same thing. So everyone's dealing with it. The Steelers got to find a way to win this week. They got to get to 4-2. I know I said in the summer, if they want to make the playoffs, they got to be 6-2 at the very least because of the back end of that schedule. So they got some work to do.
They get to face the Robert Saleh-less New York Jets.
Do you think that has any effect on Devontae Adams and what's going on with him? The Jets firing.
I think it's more likely that he goes to the Jets now because I think Aaron Rodgers is the de facto head coach and GM now too. You know, the way this has played out. So, yeah, I think that's going to happen.
What a joke of a franchise.
Man.
That's neither here nor there. Ray, this was wonderful. We appreciate your time, and I'm happy that Callis shared you with the class.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. See you next week.
See you, Ray.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Let's react to some of what Ray had to say coming up next. He says short leash.
Yep.
For one, Justin Fields in this game. And I think he had a good... What is that face? You look like the Grinch with Jim Carrey.
What do you mean?
Jury duty, jury duty, jury duty, that kind of deal. We'll react to what Ray had to say coming up next. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Eggersteiner & Associates, a personal injury lawyer where they always say there's never a fee. Unless we get money for...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. TK coming up this hour. That's Tyler Kennedy.
Downhill. Kennedy.
Previewing Penguins and Rangers, but really previewing the season. I mean, not doing pregame for one game coming up in like 12 hours. What's he think about this new Penguins roster? Looking forward to what he has to say. He was one of the only guys who was down on the Erik Karlsson acquisition last year, and he nailed that. I thought he would immediately come in and improve the power play. Didn't. Made it worse. Don't know that I'd put it all on him, but he was thought of as kind of the savior of that unit, and we all thought that it was going to work, and I still think they should have made the trade. You got rid of a lot of bad players, and Karlsson turned it around at the end of the year, and I do think he'll be better this year, but he's the only one that said, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
And he was dead on it. So we'll talk to TK coming up here shortly. The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Do you think George Pickens will be a Steeler in 2025? That's where we are with the maligned wide receiver. But let's react to what Ray said in the last segment. He said Russell Wilson, he believes, is going to be the backup quarterback on Sunday against Las Vegas, but that Justin Fields will have a short leash. Man, I don't disagree. I said that earlier on in the show. I just think it's the wrong move. I think if you start the game, unless you get hurt, you should finish the game because Justin Fields has earned it. He's played five games, four of them good, and even his worst game, he still finished with a quarterback rating of over 90. Like, he wasn't dreadful on Sunday, but Ray made a good point. They've only scored 13 points in the first quarter of this year. They've gotten out to these slow starts. Maybe Tomlin views Russell Wilson as a spark for the offense.
Yeah, this is really on par from what you've been saying from the start of the show. You have a feeling that this could happen? Look, I think we have to go back to day one whenever Russell Wilson was acquired and then Justin Fields was acquired. I mean, pole position. I think that Mike Tomlin really has viewed Russell Wilson this whole entire time as his type of quarterback. He's conservative. He knows where he's going to go with the football. Doesn't have to worry about turning the ball over. This whole time, we talk about speculation and how Mike Tomlin uses that word a lot. We talk about the George situation where he could have ended speculation. He could have ended speculation if he really thought that Justin Fields was the starting quarterback by saying he's the starting quarterback. But everybody keeps speculating week to week and seeing where Russ is at. That tells me that Mike Tomlin still views and feels that Russell Wilson is the starting quarterback of this football team, and he's the type of guy that he wants in there. So, with all that being said, everything is on the table. At first, I was like, I don't see that really happening. And I really don't think it's going to happen, but it's on the table for sure.
Yes.
It's on the table. I think that Mike Tomlin absolutely wants Russell Wilson to be the number one guy this year.
I want to see how Justin Fields responds to that. Because I'm sure he's felt like he's been playing for his job the whole time, because he is. I really think he could have taken this thing and run with it if he played well on Sunday night against Dallas, but he had his worst game. But now you've got the guy really breathing over your shoulder. Now it's just not this specter off in the future, fuzzy in the light October kind of stuff here during Halloween. This terrifying clownish figure holding the balloons. What's that guy's name?
Pennywise.
Yeah, freaks the hell out of me. It's not that. Now the call is coming from inside the house. What's that movie?
I don't know.
No, it's a scary one. Now the call is coming from inside the house. That one. Like, now it's here. Now it's here. And I wonder what that might look like for Fields. Does he push the envelope a little bit more? Does he dial it back? Is he more conservative?
I'm trying to get in Justin Fields' head right now to try to think how I would think if I was in his position. Like, I would question myself, and I don't know which way he would lean. Have I done enough? Have I done enough that if this situation does roll out, that Russell Wilson will take my spot in this game or even next game? Have I done enough for the league? Have I done enough for the Steelers for the future? Like, my mind right now would be very direct in the game and the game plan and what I need to do and getting better and everything that. But at the back of my mind, I'd be like, in these first 4 or 5 games, have I done enough to show that I could be a starting quarterback in this league? That's the question that I would answer or have to answer and get answers from within myself.
I think he's got to feel pretty good about that, don't you?
I don't know.
He's won 30% of the games he's won in the NFL. He's won 30%. He's won 3, he won 10 in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what it feels like to be part of a winning outfit now. I think he probably feels really good about himself. And if I were him, I'd be pissed off if I've started 5 games, we've got a winning record, I played really well in 4 of those games, and you're not even going to let me finish a game that I start and give me the opportunity to fight through some adversity. Like, that would bother me if I'm Justin Fields. And I think Tomlin needs to be weary of that, because there's still a chance. I don't know how big the chance is that Justin Fields is your guy.
Right.
As you move forward. Do you really want to sour this right now? Do you really want to leave a bad taste in Justin Fields' mouth? Okay, like we just said, 13 points in 5 first quarters. That's really bad. But in the Chargers game in particular, bang, he takes off in the second half. In the Indianapolis game, bang, he takes off in the second half. He's been a slow starter. He's been a good second half quarterback. His rating going into the Dallas game in the fourth quarter was like 110. So if you're going to let me start it, let me finish it, or else you got some splaining to do.
What's more important? Is winning right now more important or the future? I mean, you would love to think that's both, but I mean, I think that that's where Mike Tomlin is going to have to come in, and I think that I know which way he's going to lean.
But I don't think it has to be one or the other. I know what you're saying. He probably thinks, yeah, Russ is the guy who could get us out of this if it started slowly. But I don't think just because there's a slow start means that Justin can't turn it around and finish it for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think you keep an eye on the future, and just, you got to have faith. If you're going to start Justin, have faith that he can finish. And if it doesn't go well, then you go with Russell Wilson the next week. I don't think you set up either guy to succeed if you tell the guys, or if you know, Justin, if you start, you're not finishing. Because for Justin, he's got the specter now sitting on his shoulder. And if you're Russell Wilson, you haven't got the requisite snaps. Like, if Russ is going to have his best possible, put his best possible foot forward, pun intended there with the calf, you get it? Give him 1 reps all week, and he wouldn't be doing that. So I don't like it. We'll see what happens. But Ray thinks short leash. My parents have a little tiny dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a half wiener dog. Mm-hmm. And it has a very long leash. And it makes me nervous because their neighborhood is quite dark and my dad doesn't pay very good attention.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Long leash on the dog.
Yeah.
Short leash on Justin Fields.
Do they have like that click thing? Where
yes, I hate it.
Why?
Because sometimes it scurries too fast before I can click it. Quick twitch dog.
Quick.
Mm-hmm. And I got the carpal tunnel, so.
Oh my God.
That makes it hard. All right, Tyler Kennedy, we're moving some stuff around. Tyler Kennedy going to join us at like 8:45. We got a special guest coming up next, some football in between. Stick with us. Hockey tonight. We got hockey tonight. Did you watch any of that Panthers-Bruins game?
I did not.
They beat the out of each other. I only watched the first period, and that was enough. I got my bloodlust back.
Mm-hmm.
Pastrnak getting into it with Tkachuk. Evan Rodriguez, he was like, hey, I want to play. I want to fight. Let me get in there. Like the little puppy in the runt of the litter, like trying to get in there to eat off the mom's bosom. That kind of deal. We'll get into that coming up. Not that, but into hockey and the Penguins and previewing them with Tyler Kennedy coming up in about 10 minutes here. Here's a good text. Baltimore found itself. You can't afford another loss. This is from Carpet Bob of Sheridan. Yes, Carpet Bob, you are correct. This is one of the games on the schedule that you circle and you say you can't lose. And they don't know who's playing at quarterback. And they benched Gardner Minshew in the game last week. And Aiden O'Connell's the other guy. And Tomlin said some really nice things yesterday about Gardner Minshew. And, you know, I think sometimes Tomlin, it's not sometimes, it's every time, compliments the opposition like they're the 1985 Bears.
Yes.
And did he make Gardner Minshew out to be better than he actually is? Yeah, I think the answer is yes. But I think Gardner Minshew's a dangerous kind of cat. He went into Baltimore and won. He tore the Steelers apart last year in Indianapolis. I mean, tore them apart. Now, Flacco just did it. Dak Prescott just did it. I don't care if it's him or the other guy. He still got to win. But I would prefer it be Aiden O'Connell.
Yes.
But can you believe that's where we are? Like Steelers 3-2, losers of two straight. You're reeling. Please don't play Gardner Minshew. Please play Aiden O'Connell.
I just can't believe that we haven't really gotten answers from, you know, in the offseason, really. I mean, you got answers a little bit with Justin Fields, but you didn't get answers of Russell Wilson. You don't have answers of the offensive line. Don't have answers of Troy Faltanu. He's out.
That stinks.
You don't have answers of Najee Harris. Jaylen Warren's been out. You don't really have answers of George Pickens. We're back in the same situation that we thought of George Pickens during the middle of the season last year. Don't have answers of number two, receiver. Don't have answers of slot corner. Minka, where's he been at? Don't have answers there. TJ was, you know, TJ's TJ, but he was, you know, not even, not making any plays against the Colts.
Right, he goes 0-for. He did have a sack and a half against Dallas, but at the end of the game when you needed him, he didn't make a play.
Don't have answers of Patrick Queen.
Nope.
I feel like we're just like we're like, all right, when's the season going to start? And even though that they've been winning games, I don't know why I feel this way. I just feel like I just don't know what this team is.
And it's not September football anymore. It's October football.
Right.
Mike Tomlin would have swept all that under the rug last month, because he always does, September football. You're going to figure some stuff out. Didn't. And then now the injury bug has hit. And you look at the Colts, the Raiders, their right tackle is going to be missing from this game. Okay. They're without a defensive lineman. They're going to be without Davante Adams. But I don't know who's playing outside linebacker apart from TJ Watt in this game. So it's a banged up team against a banged up team. You still should win the football game. Their roster's bad and hurt. I think your roster's pretty good and hurt. Go get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Go get it done. And I know they lost in Indianapolis. They've largely had success on the road this season. When we did our whole schedule win-loss thing, this was one of the games you have to get a dub.
Yes.
Have to. And we'll see what kind of Jets team is walking in the door the following week. And I don't think the Giants are any good, but they've been pesky.
Yes.
Like, they've hung in there. They've been competitive. Mm-hmm. So that's not a sure thing. Go get this football game. I don't care who the quarterback is. I don't care which running backs are out. Go do it. All right, coming up next, on to the pucks with Tyler Kennedy. Tyler and I have a great relationship now, Dorm.
Now you do?
We have a great relationship.
You fixed it?
Mm-hmm. It's repaired. TK, the only guy who was right about Erik Karlsson last year, so he might be the foremost authority on all things Penguins. He's also got an exciting opportunity we're going to talk to him about. So TK, previewing the Pens next. Doug Whaley at 9 o'clock, the 50-minute mark coming up here on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. We are joined right now by our buddy, newest Sportsnet Pittsburgh analyst, big-time Tyler Kennedy. TK, what's up, man?
Not much, boys. It's good to be back in the saddle talking about hockey.
And doing it with your mug on TV. How about that?
Hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, they said I had a face for radio, but look where I am now, boys. I'm on TV.
All right, TK, I also hear you're playing in a charity basketball game tonight with Neil Walker.
Yes. I'm doing the Hopes for Hospice tonight. And, yeah, Neil's there, Eric Tangredi. It was fun. And, like, last year, the biggest thing I think I learned, even Dorn was there, and how athletic football players are. I felt like I had, like, no moves out there. I was, like, a fish out of water. And, like, all those ex-NFL guys were buzzing around, like, playing ball, you know. And I'm like, wow. My Canadian's really coming out in me right now because I don't know what's going on, you know?
I'll tell you when you did know what was going on was last year. You were the only guy saying, I don't know about this Erik Karlsson thing. So you were prescient in that regard. You saw the future. What do you think about this year's squad, TK?
Well, I think this year's squad is not too much different from last year. I think the one thing that I think can help them this year is guys getting their, you know, getting their second year going, you know, getting their one first year under their belt. I think, you know, when you think of Karlsson, like, we need more from him. We need him to play the full year like he played the last 10 to 15 games. I think Graves has to find his rhythm. I think he's got to be that stay-at-home Scuderi-like guy that they can rely on and really put him out in when we need to shut the other team down. I think Raquel's got to find his scoring touch. I just think stuff like that is really going to help them win a couple more games. You know, how many times, I think the last 2 years where they didn't make playoffs, they were out of the playoffs by one game or two games. And I think if you get those guys going and play in the right direction, that will push them over the top because I don't think the division's getting any easier. Like, you think of Jersey, they didn't make it last year. Like, they're going to be in the playoffs this year. They have too strong a team. They really added on this year. They're going to be strong. New York's strong. Islanders, you never know. But with their new coach, Roy, being under, like, a year under his belt, I think they're going to have a better team. Philly, I think they're got better, but they're not as good. So there's a lot of different things that have to happen for them to have a good year. But I'm still optimistic. I still think they're going to make playoffs. I think that's the goal this year.
The power play was a huge component to the losing last year. You go into the year, you add Karlsson, you think that the power play unit would be the strongest unit. They fire Reardon, they hire Dan Quinn. TK, how can this power play be successful? How can they improve from last year to this year now underneath a different mindset of Dan Quinn?
Well, I think the biggest thing when I watched preseason, what I really, really liked was Sid in the middle because he's the only guy that can dish and he's got vision on both sides. You know, during the preseason, he was in the middle and he was dishing to Raquel. He was dishing to Gino. And again, I don't think there's anyone that can move the puck on their forehand and backhand as good as Sid and with the vision. So I think that'll help a lot putting him there. I think the one other thing is getting Raquel to shoot the puck. You know, you need a guy, you need a goal scorer on the flanks, you know, on the sidewalls, what we call them, but we used to call them flanks. You know, you need guys that are a scoring threat that can come down and shoot the puck and score. You know, they can beat a goalie one-on-one. And you see last preseason game, Raquel did that, and I think it's built his confidence. And throughout training camp, you can tell he's come in and he's got a different mindset this year. He's more confident. He's hanging on to pucks. He's shooting pucks. So I think that will really help their power play this year. And again, just don't work in the other penalty kill. You know, every team I ever played on, from the Penguins to Jersey to the Islanders to the Sharks, there was always one common message, and it was outwork their penalty kill. And I thought last year, sometimes they didn't outwork the penalty kill, and it kick them in the butt. They either get scored on or they wouldn't get no shots. So I think a couple of those things will really help them get back on the right track and get that power play going. Because again, for them to have a successful year, they need all parts spinning. You know, they need everyone contributing. They need everyone buying in. They need the power play buzzing. They need the penalty kill blocking shots and doing well. And that's how they're going to get in the playoffs this year.
Last thing here for you, TK, 3-on-3 overtime. They really struggled last year, and you hear that they didn't practice it an awful lot. I know you guys under Disco Dan Bylsma, you guys would do the shootout every single day. You think they might change that up this year, a little more 3-on-3 work?
I hope so. You know, again, like when you lose by, or, you know, you don't make playoffs by 1 or 2 points, those overtime wins mean they're huge. You know, that can push you over the top. And surprisingly, them not practicing it, and I'm not sure if there's other things that they have to focus on, because there's probably, like, you know, you only have a real month to get ready for the season, and I'm not sure if that's at the top of the list, but that would be a big one for me. But again, when we played for Dan, the one thing we always do shootouts, and we knew, every player knew where they were in kind of the pecking order of the shootout, like shootout line, you know, and guys just worked on their shootout move more, you know, like, I don't know how, like, Chris Letang was so good at shootouts because he did it every second day on Marc-Andre Fleury. You know, we had a bunch of guys, and personally, I just like, it was just fun part of the year. You know, we used to do it the mustache boy, you know, and that's what we do. The guy who didn't score on the shootout at the end of practice, he'd have to grow a mustache at the end, you know, for a month. And that's what made it so fun to play for Dan. And it was kind of that undercover teaching us what our move was. So that's a big thing that Dan used to like to do. And again, I'm not sure how Sullivan runs his practices, but you would think with how last year went, he'd start implementing all those little, you know, tendencies during the practices.
TK, get the makeup out, man, for your TV debut.
Boys, I'm going to – I'm more worried about my buddies chirping me than anyone else. You know, it's never anyone else. It's more your buddies, because, you know, you get off and you know your buddies are going to be calling you and texting you and just giving it to you if you screw up at all. But I'm excited, boys. I enjoy talking hockey. I'm enjoy, you know, being around Jay Caulfield and, you know, again, just talking good hockey.
Well, you're going to do great at it.
Yes, you are.
We love having you on, TK. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk soon, okay?
All right. Thanks, boys. Have a good day.
You too.
It was all uphill for TK, man. Yeah,
he's pumped.
He is pumped.
He should be.
He's going to have to wear the makeup, though.
You think?
Not because of the way he looks, but because everyone, you're on TV, you got to wear the makeup.
Got to wear the makeup.
Yeah. Like, did you put makeup on before Channel 11?
No.
Oh. I'm always afraid the lights are going to wash me out.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. A little blush.
You probably like to put on makeup.
I haven't done it whenever I do TV now, but back in the day.
But at home, you do?
In college, I would wear makeup. For the TV broadcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. All right, Doug Whaley joining us for a full hour coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 24 Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 64.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!